AFC Wimbledon beat Wickham 2-1 earlier on this afternoon to extend their winning run to four games in a row. A classic match of two halves. The Dons dominated in the first half and deservedly went into a 2-0 lead at the break. But Wickham came out fighting in the second half, pulling one back and forcing Wimbledon to show another side to their game, a resilience and an ability to suffer that delighted manager Johnny Jackson, who spoke to Radio Jackie after the game.
Johnny, four wins in a row, three of which have come in the league. How pleased were you with that performance?
Very, very pleased. Two sides of us, two different halves of football. We showed how good we can be with the ball and difficult to play against. And second half, we had to do it a different way, difficult to break down, I suppose. We had to suffer. And we know that that's going to happen at times, especially in this league now that we've gone up levels. You're always going to be... tested, you know, you're never going to have it all your own way for a whole game. So we responded to their response, if you like. Had to suffer and dig in, but we got over the line. And sometimes it's just about, yeah, fighting for every inch and getting over the line.
You've spoken a lot about wanting to get a 90-minute performance in from the players. If you take everything in this game, the quality in the first half, the suffering in the second half, is that a 90-minute performance?
Yeah, I think so, because it's two different sides. Look, the second half was never going to look the same, was it? Because we're up in the game, you know, they make changes, they're going to try things differently. And we're too evenly matched, if you like, for it to, you know, for us to just wipe the floor with them. So that was never going to happen. So then you need to see the other side of your team. Can you dig in? Can you fight? Can you accept the adversity of not having the ball at times, of being camped in, knowing that balls are going to come in your box? But we've done that. Look, our goalkeeper ain't had loads to do. It was a lot of pressure, a lot of territory, but not loads of chances. So, again, testament to how we defended. And, you know, it was a different half of football, for sure. We wasn't able to imprint on the ball what we want to do to them in the second half. Sometimes you don't have to when you've got that lead, you know, and I know that we can see leads through. So, you know, you learnt a lot about your team in two different aspects of the game, really, today.
And 3-2-1s in a row in the league. That spirit you so often talk about is really paying dividends. How important is that going to be in this league?
Vital. Any league, to be honest. If you want to be successful, that is. Teams that haven't got it, you know, it's hard to go anywhere if you've not got a group of lads, a football club pulling in the right direction. But that's exactly what we've got here. I know my boys will give everything, and that sometimes it's not going to end up in victories. Or, you know, Wickham might have got an equaliser today, and you'd have had to accept that. But it wouldn't have been through lack of effort, lack of, like, you know, putting your body on the line, lack of spirit. It would be because the opposition are pretty good, and they've got the players that can do that to you. So I've got no worries about this group, but we're going to need to keep fighting every week. If we think that we crack something, then complacency will come in, and we ain't very good when that happens. And they know that, this group. So it's my job to keep driving them forward and see where it takes us.
Okay, just one final one. Question on the individuals. A lot of stand-up performers, I think, today. Who would you identify as the most important to this win?
I can't do that. And that's not me dodging it. It's because there's not one name that springs into mind. You know, I suppose... On paper, Seddon's gone and got an assist and a goal, right? And his game's so much more than that. So, and he's been brilliant, I've got to say, since he's come in. Absolutely brilliant. So, yeah, as much as I like, I'll go with Seddon. Okay. I'll give you a little nugget. We'll go Seddon.
Next up for the Dons is Blackpool away next Saturday. This is Joe Terry for Radio Jackie.